Pushya Nakshatra, experience, association versus association. Some people fully associate with their experiences, feeling, absorbing, and emotionally engaging with the world around them. Others operate from a dissociated place, stepping back, observing, analyzing, or even protecting themselves by emotionally detaching. Pushya Nakshatra, known for its nurturing, emotionally intelligent, and duty-driven nature, naturally leans toward association, often taking on emotional burdens, not only for themselves, but for others. However, whether they stay deeply immersed or pull back into observation and control depends on planetary placements, especially in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses, where emotional engagement and responsibility are most tested. If Moon is in the 4th house in Pushya, their experience is deeply associated. They feel everything. Their home environment, family ties, and emotional memories all leave lasting impressions. They process the world through emotional immersion, and their reactions are nurturing, heartfelt, and rooted in a need to protect. If Moon is in the 10th house, that association becomes more public. They invest emotionally in their career, status, or public roles, feeling personal responsibility for how they are perceived, often blurring the line between personal value and professional identity. If Jupiter is in the 5th house, association comes through wisdom and mentorship. They immerse themselves in teaching, guiding, and learning, emotionally invested in what they know and share. Their joy comes from connection to meaning and growth, and they rarely detach from the learning process or from those they are helping. If Jupiter is in the 10th, association becomes social and outward-facing. They feel responsible for guiding others, upholding truth, or setting a moral tone in leadership, and they stay engaged with those roles deeply, sometimes too much. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Pushya, dissociation may take over. These individuals may feel burdened or restricted emotionally, leading them to build walls, internalize feelings, and protect their vulnerability by staying removed. It's not that they don't care. They care deeply, but they may not know how to stay emotionally safe while engaging fully. If Saturn is in the 10th house, this dissociation may extend to work and public roles. They perform, but often with a sense of emotional distance or isolation, feeling duty more than connection. If K2 is in the 5th house, the tendency toward dissociation becomes karmic. There may be a disengagement from joy, creativity, or emotional intimacy, as if those experiences feel distant, out of reach, or non-essential. These natives often watch themselves live rather than fully feel it. They may process experience through insight, intuition, or detachment, often seen as wise but hard to emotionally access. Pushya Nakshatra's emotional sensitivity and sense of duty often keep them highly associated with experience, especially when they feel needed or responsible. Yet, under pressure or through certain planetary influences, they may pull back, protect, and dissociate to survive. Their evolution lies in learning when to stay close, when to release, and how to feel without drowning in the emotion. At their best, they transform experience into wisdom, not by withdrawing, but by engaging with boundaries and care. Pushya Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some people move through life by noticing what works, aligning with what's already in place, and strengthening the existing structure. This is a matching mindset. Others instinctively spot flaws, exceptions, or what needs to be changed, operating with a mismatching approach. Pushya Nakshatra, with its deep-rooted respect for tradition, discipline, and responsibility, leans naturally toward matching. It tends to preserve, uphold, and nourish what already exists. Yet the degree to which they either reinforce or question the system depends on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd and 6th houses, which govern thought processes and work ethic. If Saturn is in the 3rd house in Pushya, the matching tendency becomes strong. These individuals trust what's proven, lean on systems, and prefer consistency over disruption. They align themselves with disciplined methods, clear communication, and structured thought. Even their learning style is reinforced by repetition and habit. They build on what's already there, refining instead of reinventing. If Saturn is in the 6th house, this procedural matching deepens. They stick to routines, follow rules with precision, and often become pillars of reliability in service or work environments. If Jupiter is in the third house, the matching tendency is more philosophical than procedural. They align with truth, wisdom, and belief systems. They may carry forward family values, spiritual frameworks, or time-tested knowledge with a sense of moral purpose. However, if Jupiter is in the sixth house, their matching approach shows up in service. They take pride in working within existing ethical systems, improving lives by reinforcing principles, and helping others find stability and structure. Now, if Rahu is in the third house, Pushya's usual matching tendency gets disrupted. These individuals lean toward mismatching, questioning norms, doubting conventional knowledge, and craving a different way of thinking. They may challenge traditions, rework communication patterns, or simply feel restless within predefined systems. If Rahu is in the sixth house, mismatching becomes more practical. They challenge workplace structures, resist micromanagement, or push against outdated routines, often creating entirely new approaches to efficiency or service. If Mercury is in the third, there's a more blended pattern. Mercury loves flexibility, so the individual may match when it makes sense, but also mismatch when curiosity calls. They analyze patterns, test both sides, and often play devil's advocate not to be contrary, but to understand more deeply. If Mercury is in the sixth house, their approach becomes more mentally structured, leaning toward matching for the sake of logic, clarity, and control, though they're still capable of spotting errors and refining systems with surgical precision. Pushya Nakshatra's essence is about holding, nourishing, and sustaining, and matching is often the vehicle for that. But with the right planetary influences, even Pushya can become a quiet reformer, spotting what's missing in the very structures it was born to protect. The key lies in knowing when to uphold and when to evolve, and doing both with grace, patience, and inner integrity. Pushya Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people live in time, fully immersed in the present, emotionally engaged with what is happening now. Others are through time, always conscious of the past, present, and future as a continuous thread, often stepping back to evaluate decisions with long-term perspective. Pushya Nakshatra, rooted in emotional memory, responsibility, and continuity, leans naturally toward a through-time experience. It carries the weight of tradition and is deeply influenced by what came before and what must endure. But the nature of time perception shifts with planetary placements, especially in the first, seventh, and fourth, tenth house axes. If Saturn is in the first house in Pushya, the native is deeply through time. Every decision is made with long-term consequence in mind. They move slowly, cautiously, and often feel the pressure of past karmas or future expectations. They don't just react to what's happening. They ask, what will this lead to? If Saturn is in the seventh house, this awareness extends to relationships. They're highly conscious of the timing, pacing, and responsibility in partnerships, and rarely take impulsive action without thinking of future impact. If Moon is in the first house, the experience shifts closer to in time, especially when emotions are strong. These individuals respond to the emotional tone of the moment, and their decisions are colored by how they feel now, rather than what they planned yesterday. They may flow with moods or instinct, trusting the present moment's emotional truth. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, the emotional in-time focus becomes more outward. They may become emotionally reactive or responsive in relationships, tuned into what's happening now between themselves and others, sometimes losing the larger context. If Jupiter is in the fourth house, the person leans into through time, but with a philosophical or family-oriented slant. They consider ancestral wisdom, long-standing values, and the emotional legacy they are carrying or creating. Their decisions are shaped by how their actions contribute to future stability, especially for loved ones. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their long view becomes even more external. They measure success not in today's results, but in impact, legacy, and public contribution over time. If Rahu is in the first house, the time experience becomes skewed, often hyper in time, even erratic. The native may be obsessed with what's unfolding right now, chasing intensity, image, or desires without always considering what happens next. this can be exciting but unstable. If Rahu is in the seventh, the urgency shifts into relationships. There may be a compulsion to get results now, feel loved now, be recognized now, which can lead to impulsive partnerships or social decisions not aligned with long-term harmony. Pushya's natural relationship with time is reflective, long-range, and through-time oriented, rooted in past wisdom and focused on sustainable futures. But planetary influences can pull them into the moment, especially when emotion or desire takes over. The key for Pushya is to balance its innate reverence for time with the ability to stay present, trusting that wisdom doesn't always come from looking back or planning ahead. It also rises in the quiet stillness of now. Pushya Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some people are primarily motivated by relationships and emotional bonds, while others are driven by action, discovery, intellectual engagement, or material structure. Pushya Nakshatra, known for its nurturing nature, traditional grounding, and protective wisdom, often draws motivation from emotional connection and service. But the true source of what drives a Pushya native, whether it's people, activities, places, or things, depends on planetary placements, especially in houses like the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th. If Moon is in the first house in Pushya, the primary motivation is clearly people. These individuals are deeply relational, driven by a need to care for, protect, and emotionally support others. They find purpose in family, community, and close partnerships, and their energy often rises when they're needed, appreciated, or emotionally connected. If Moon is in the seventh house, that need for connection is projected outward. They become focused on creating harmony in relationships, seeking emotional balance through the mirror of others, and are motivated by the emotional health of their partnerships. If Mars is in the third house, their motivation centers around activity. Here, Pushya's stable core is energized with drive. They want to move, act, take initiative, and accomplish, particularly in areas of communication, short-term goals, or competition. They thrive on challenge, and while they remain emotionally steady, they seek purpose through motion and personal effort. If Mars is in the sixth house, this activity becomes more service and discipline-driven. They are motivated by the urge to fix problems, bring order, and stay ahead of obstacles through perseverance and control. If Mercury is in the fourth house, the native becomes deeply motivated by places, specifically by what feels familiar, safe, or intellectually stimulating. They may be drawn to learning environments, ancestral homes, or sacred spaces, finding inspiration through mental engagement in emotionally resonant settings. If Mercury is in the 10th house, their sense of place becomes linked to career, status, and public presence, and they are motivated by being in environments that challenge the mind and elevate their role in society. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the motivation shifts toward things, especially those tied to structure, stability, and responsibility. These individuals are task-oriented, focused on mastering systems and finding value in routines, tools, or processes. They may be motivated by duties, long-term goals, or material stability, preferring to build something tangible that outlives fleeting emotion. If Rahu is in the 10th, the focus on things becomes more ambitious and status-driven. They may chase titles, symbols of success, or material markers of impact, often seeking to stand out in ways that contrast with Pushya's normally humble tone. Pushya Nakshatra's core drive is to support, structure, and uplift. But what inspires that devotion varies based on planetary context. Whether motivated by people, action, place, or purpose through material effort, they tend to operate from a place of sacred duty and deep emotional alignment. Their gift lies in bringing care, clarity, and commitment to whatever they're drawn toward, and nurturing it until it grows strong.